This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, the boys are back in town. Matt Locke's back in the saddle. Made his way all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, to the fantastic city of Fort Worth, Texas. Woo-hoo! And I'm happy to be back alongside of Chris X. I am Matt Locke. This is the Conservative Cartel. We so appreciate the fact that you found us on your internet device or radio dial, as we are broadcast all over this fantastic country on the USA Radio Network and here in Dallas, of course. Chris, I'm tired.
Dude, I missed you last week, man.
I heard you did a good job. Thank you for holding down the show. It's definitely a good thing. Nobody died or nothing happened. No one got called. I got no text messages, so I'm sure everything went as scheduled, and you got Chris X unleashed, I heard, on Friday. So that's good. But, hey, if you want to be part of the program today, here's how you do it. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. 202-866-7466 on the Patriot Mobile Hotline is how you can reach us today. Chris, we got a White House correspondence dinner gone wrong. We've got a caravan that's finally made its way to the Mexican border. Yeah. We've got peace in Korea. I mean, you know, there's a little rumor floating around about me, but it's not true.
A lot happened. You know, I just want to say this. Matt does not take time off, and he hasn't taken any time off from the show, ever. And just so happens, when he takes a week off, we get a denuclearized North Korean peninsula, peace agreement between North and South Korea. We get a caravan that makes its way to the border. I think Matt might have been doing something other than just moving. I'm just saying, it's conspiracy.
Don't give away my secret. We've got a Mexican man trying to smuggle $600,000 across the border. Cartel rocket launchers, dynamite, grenades. I mean, we got all kinds of stuff, and we got some masculinity that might be a mental disorder.
I'm going to say it's toxic masculinity because it's so toxic.
So you can't be a man at the University of Texas in Austin. I mean,
you're not allowed at the University of Texas, Matt. Sorry.
And it's in Austin. What's the slogan or the motto of Austin?
Keep Austin weird.
Keep Austin weird. They're proud of the fact that they're odd.
They're gonna stay weird, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. They're, once again, it's Travis County, and they're a little, yeah. I'll just say they skew a little left center. We'll just say that.
Well, and if we get to it, I've got a story that I did not get to on Saturday, because I was back from the first show on Saturday. But Redstate.com is getting shut down by Town Hall, which is owned by Salem Media. So, interesting story there if we've got some time to get to. But, Chris, this White House correspondence dinner, this is year two that President Trump didn't attend. And it's kind of clever what President Trump has done, because he goes and he visits somewhere in the country by the town's name of Washington.
Yeah.
This time he was in Washington, Michigan, mm-hmm. while the correspondence dinner was going on. Now, look, you and I both know this correspondence dinner is where they can all get together and play a little grab ass. You know,
is that the technical term?
Well, it might be. It's my technical term. You know, okay. all the lefty communist progressives get together. And you know, look, I'm all for a good roast. I mean, I used to be a huge fan of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Jeff Foxworthy, you know, Larry the Cable Guy, Bill Engvall, and Ron White. And have you ever seen, there's a couple of them. I don't remember if it was Larry the Cable Guy or if it was Jeff Foxworthy, but that roast was fantastic. And if you don't know what a roast is, you get together and you make fun of the people that you love. I mean, you make fun of them. You joke about them. You grill them. You tell their dirty secrets. You know, and everybody walks away and they're like, ha-ha, chuckle, chuckle, that was funny. We know it wasn't real. We know they didn't mean anything by it. We're good friends. And, I mean, I think you understand this, Chris. You have good friends. When you get together with your friends, you're hard on them.
Well, yeah, you joke around, do it for fun, and you do it in a good-natured way.
Right.
Well, there wasn't anything remotely good-natured about what, we'll just say Michelle Wolf. Is that her name? Wolf was doing.
And, you know, the whole thing is, did you know who she was before the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Never heard of her.
I had never heard of her either.
No.
Ever.
Heard of her.
But she's on, what, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah or whatever it is. I mean, how? I bet the ratings on that stink. I mean, it's like a liberal cesspool of meeting up in, you know, their little echo chamber. But you're right. I mean, Miss Wolf or Michelle Wolf or, you know, not funny.
No, it wasn't funny. And not only that, she went after, once again, isn't it funny how those on the left always go after people they don't like for their looks? Yeah. I mean, aren't they the ones that are supposed to be above
for,
that?
For their gender, for their looks. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, the liberal left fashions themselves as warriors for feminists.
Yeah.
You know, they want strong women. They want equal pay. And so do I. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want women to succeed and exceed. I mean, you know, that's the whole thing. They should be able to do what any man does.
Yeah. I mean, they should get paid for how good they are, whatever
right.
they do. There should be no difference.
But the left never thinks that way. The left will go after a conservative woman, and then they're like, what do you mean? I was just joking.
Just like they did about, you know, they were so kind to Sarah Palin. Yeah. Once again, you're absolutely right. If you're a female and you're liberal, well, then you can't make fun of their look. You can't make fun of their weight. You can't make fun of the way they talk. You can't make fun of anything else. Because that would be sexist and misogynist and you'd be a bigot. But if you're a conservative woman, well, then you could absolutely destroy them. That's these lefties who talk about how, quote, progressive and tolerant. Doesn't sound very progressive or tolerant to me.
Well, and to fill in the listeners here, comedian Michelle Wolf, who is part of The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, she doubled down on her personal attacks on Sarah Sanders during the White House Correspondents' Dinner after several journalists came to the White House press secretary's defense and criticized her jokes. And I'm going to tell you what, when you get Andrea Mitchell from NBC telling a liberal comedian that she went too far, you probably went too far.
There's a ton of reporters and lefties that are like, this was not right. This you went way too far. That once again, she called her basically an Uncle Tom for women, for white women.
Yeah. What is that? So not only did she offend women, she offended black women and the black race all in the same sentence. She says, what's Uncle Tom, but for white women who disappoint other white women?
And, you know, you pointed this out very articulately. The reason you have these roasts and these dinners was to playfully poke fun at people. And then when you're done, you talk about how much you like them.
Right.
And that's why it's okay.
That's right. You shake hands. It's all in good nature. I mean, we rib our friends all the time. I've got friends from high school. I know their dirtiest, darkest secrets. I know what they've been through because I've been through with it. You know, I've been there with them when they went through these memories. And you roast people. I mean, you do it in a way that, you know, it's embarrassing. But in the end, you shake each other's hands and say, you know what? It's funny. You know I was joking. You know that was all in good jest. But here we are.
And that once again, I play baseball. All of us on the baseball team rib each other.
Oh, absolutely.
And we do all that. But you do it because you like them. You don't do it because
that's
and
right.
then when you're done, like you said, you're like, okay, yeah, I'm kidding. I would have never said this if I really didn't like you.
That's right.
Not only did she crucify Sarah Sanders in front of everybody to her face when it was over and they said, listen, you went too far. She was like, she's the despicable one.
Right.
She's the one. Obviously, she hates the woman because of her politics, went after her. Ladies and gentlemen, they completely missed the point of the roast.
Oh, no, dude. I want you to listen to this because this comedian, Kumail Nanjiani. Here's what
I think it's Kamal. I think his name
is it Kamal.
I think it's Kamal. I think he's one of the Daily Show people too.
Okay, so here's what he says. I didn't know how to pronounce his name, and I'm sorry that I butchered it. He says they call you liars. They call Mexican rapists. They call Muslim murderers. They support white supremacists. But someone calls them out on what they do, and suddenly they're heroes for not walking out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, is that not the left in a nutshell? It's never our fault. We're just telling the truth. If it hurt and it hit too close to home, well, that's not our fault that we're crass and ridiculous and just unbelievably hypocritical.
And once again, it's the left and their complete lack of what they claim to be all about. Lack of tolerance, lack of progress. I will do something I did in your absence. I was reading some Trump tweets, so I guess we can go ahead and start with a couple of those.
Yes.
Let's see what he thought, because he avoided all this, which, by the way, there's no reason under the sun for Donald Trump to attend this garbage.
Never. Never.
There's no reason. He tweeted out 12 hours ago, the White House Correspondents' Dinner was a failure last year. But this year was an embarrassment to everyone associated with it. The filthy comedian, quote unquote, totally bombed, couldn't even deliver lines, much like Seth Meyers' weak performance. Put dinner to rest or start over.
You know what? He's so right. In this whole big deal, Chris, ever since that, has been, you know, look, there needs to be an apology to Sarah Sanders Huckabee. There needs to be something said. You know, this is just not something that needed to happen. And guess what happened about, 30 minutes ago? The president for the White House Correspondents' Dinner came out and said, look, the comedian went too far. We certainly apologize. This should not have happened. And here we are. So, you know, it's like, it was okay while it was going on. It was okay Saturday night. But now that the left is even attacking us, our own side is saying this was wrong, maybe we ought to say something. I mean, I want you to listen to this. Mika Brzezinski, not a conservative. Not a conservative. She says, watching a wife and mother be humiliated on national television for her looks is deplorable. Deplorable, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I have experienced insults about my appearance from the president. All women have a duty to unite when these attacks happen, and the White House Correspondents Association owes Sarah an apology, which they have done.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's amazing because, once again, these people get up there and do this. There was somebody else, and you may know the reporter's name, who came out and said, listen, if we're trying to come out here and be unbiased and objective, this did the exact opposite of what we're trying to portray.
Yeah, Peter Baker said, unfortunately, I don't think we advanced the cause of journalism tonight.
That's it.
There it is.
It just, once again, there's what you've done is there was another reporter as well that said, listen, I worked very hard to try to prove that I am objective and do this. This totally kills it because they prove that these people are anything but. By the way, 2 hours ago, Donald Trump tweeting again, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is dead. We know it. This was a total disaster and an embarrassment to our great country and to all that it stands for. Fake news is alive and well and beautifully represented on Saturday night. And his rally. Remember, he had a rally.
In Washington, Michigan.
Yeah. And what the funny thing was, did you see when he referenced John Lovett's character, the liar guy from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back when Saturday Night Live used to actually be funny. It hasn't been funny for some. Apparently, comedians can't be funny anymore. They hate Trump and this administration so much, they can't even be funny.
You almost have to hate Trump, and all of your material almost has to be anti-Trump for you to be considered into that cabal, because nowadays, that whole thing is run by the left. You're not going to go in there and be anything like a George Carlin that made fun of the world, or be a Sam Kinison, or be someone along that lines, or even an Eddie Murphy. You can't do that stuff anymore. It just isn't along the party lines. If you're not strictly anti-Trump, then you're kicked out. You're kicked out of the party.
Boy, not only are you dead on. We saw that last week with Kanye Trump.
Yeah,
Kanye West talking to Trump. Once again, he talked to him, said he liked him. He liked Candace Owens, what she had to say. They're destroying him on Twitter. Chance the Rapper made the mistake of tweeting out that blacks don't necessarily have to be Democrats, and they destroyed him so bad he had to pull a 180.
Well, he did. I talked about that on Saturday. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You come out in defense of the president, and you're black, you're done. Now,
post.
Once again, the left, they're tolerant. Diversity. I mean, they love it. But look, don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up on this Monday morning. The cartel is back together. We're having a great time. If you want to be part of the program, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Don't go anywhere. We've got much more to cover. Chris X, Matlock, the cartel. We're going to be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Wayne Allyn-Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to The Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Along with Matt Locke, he is back in the house. He's officially a Texan now. Do you feel different now that you're officially a Texan, Matt?
I do. I mean, it's funny because my wife loves it down here. And, you know, like I said, the brother-in-law and sister-in-law helped us move. So we went out this weekend and my wife's like, wow, I kind of like this place. Nice. Like, sweet. So I'm officially a Texan. They signed my papers last week.
Okay, good. We'll get you a gun next week. I know you already have some, but we'll get you.
I have a few, but I could always take another. Speaking of a gun, get over to theconservativecartel.com today. Today, if you have not registered to be a cartel VIP, You need to do that today. The NRA convention is in Dallas this week. We're going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We are. We're not going to be broadcasting from there, but we'll be walking around. We're being told, Chris, that Vice President Pence is going to be there. And then just this morning, we heard President Donald Trump will be speaking at the NRA. I mean, wasn't the NRA mad at him for something?
So they probably would like us to believe that, but I don't think so. He's been a pretty good advocate for the NRA since he was elected. So even before, so
that's
very
first-hand
cool.
News for you, though.
What's that?
Yeah. I get the VIP notifications for airspace restrictions because I'm a pilot.
Oh,
and we do have an airspace restriction for VIP on Friday. Now that would be Pence.
I would think.
So I'll let you know if we get the other one. Hopefully they won't come in on the same day. We'll see.
Sexual chocolate has the inside. It's funny because we sit out on Sexual Chocolate's back patio, and we're right in the direct line of the flight path of not only DFW, but there's a little airport over here where we live, where we watch the little planes come in. And Ron Phillips has apps and radios, and we can hear what they're saying in the cockpit. It's crazy.
I'm a nerd that way.
He is a nerd that way.
Well, in order to fly the mothership, you have to be a pilot. It's as simple as that.
That's true.
Hey, Matt, there was one day where I was a co-pilot for one day, and I forgot to turn the phones on. We would all die if I was flying that ship. So
yeah, well, I told my wife that and my brother-in-law. I said, because my brother-in-law came in here for the Saturday Blaze show and watched Ron run the deal, and he's like, we were playing golf yesterday morning. He's like, I don't know how he does it. He's like, there are so many buttons. He's like, Ron's got like six mice in there. I'm like, mice or mouse?
No, both.
So you got all these mice in there running around.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Sexual Chocolate
world.
There's
a lot happening to make you guys look and sound good.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a lot of work. Look at these faces. I mean,
right here.
Look at this.
Look at that.
I mean, if you're watching on the Cartel Facebook page or Liberty Eagle or YouTube or Twitter or wherever else you're watching, we are average-looking men at best. Let's just put it that way. My wife is a saint for even marrying me.
No, I'm below average, so. Hey, as Matt mentioned at the beginning of the segment, once again. Oh, by the way, we got Big Rich. Rich, hold on. We'll have to get to you in the next segment because this one is very short.
Yeah, we got carried away.
We'll get to that. Once again, go by theconservativecartel.com. When you go there, if you haven't registered as a VIP, the little pop-up window goes, register as a VIP. We're giving away that Diamondback Firearms AR-15
yes.
on Friday's show.
Friday.
So go do that. Also, you get discounts on the hats, like the hat that Matt's wearing, or the one that Ron was showing last week.
The decal.
Yep. Look at that. Like, he's holding up. Look at this. Look who else is holding up a decal. Dun, dun,
oh, he got him a decal. Look at that. There it is.
Just saying.
I'll tell you what. I got a lot of comments. I went back to Indiana and packed all last week, and, of course, our friends wanted to take us out, so we had a surprise party, which wasn't really a surprise, and 40, 50 people showed up, and I got a lot of great comments. I went on the hat. I was playing golf yesterday in my black cartel hat, and the guy asked me if I was part of the Texas cartel. I said, no, they just want to be part of ours. Just saying.
Well, we are cartel in Texas, and we're the conservative cartel. Okay, we got to take a break. Once again, theconservativecartel.com is the website. Go do all that. You better be listening on Friday. We're giving away that AR-15. Let's take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to pick up with Big Rich in New York. That's right. New York. It's not like Texas, but we love Big Rich anyway. If you want to join us on the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. I'm Chris Sachs. Madlock is back in the house. We'll be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 11.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many of President Trump's supporters are suggesting, he should be in line for the Nobel Peace Prize for developments concerning North Korea. A leading Democratic lawmaker weighs in and gives him a backhanded compliment.
The combination of the president's unpredictability and indeed his bellicosity had something to do with the North Koreans deciding to come to the table.
California Democrat Adam Schiff saying it's too early for President Trump to accept such accolades.
He needs to realize that we may go into a confrontational phase, and he may not want the full blame if things go south.
Schiff was speaking on ABC's This Week. Dozens of Central American migrants have reached the U.S. border. Their push for asylum is just beginning. About 50 people from the caravan, which at times had numbered over 1,000, are planning to seek asylum in the U.S. today. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel, the Monday edition. Matt Locke, I'm back in the driver's seat here. I'm back in the car riding along with my partner in crime, Chris X. If you'd like to be part of the program today, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Chris, we've had Big Rich holding for quite some time, we probably ought to go to the telephones.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that because Big Rich has been very patient. Once again, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris X, Matt Locke, the Patriot Mobile Hotline. If you want to get in like Big Rich, we got time to take some calls this segment. 202-866-7466, 202-866-7466. Big Rich, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Listen, this correspondent dinner that happened, that was the most disgusting act, the animal that was up there talking, especially knowing that a lady sitting right next to her, and she wasn't able to even to defend herself, was just disgusting. Yeah. And this is the only thing that I know. What this tells you, the left, the Democrat, they're in such in a desperate mode, they're going through any means necessary. I keep hearing that November is going to be a big difference. They could put that in the garbage. It's not going to happen for these Democrats, okay? And the only way they're going to learn the lesson is stop suspending some of these press passes. Let's start with CNN. 6 month suspension. The more you're not allowed to go into the press pass. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Big Rich, I'll tell you. I mean, it's not a bad idea. The problem is, you know, we have that little thing called the First Amendment. CNN has the right to be idiots. They do, and I mean, you know, here's the deal. If President Trump does that or the administration, the blowback is massive. You can say fake news, which we all know, and I think President Trump gets his point across very succinctly. To actually ban CNN from the White House or anybody else could probably be a step he doesn't want to take.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say, Rich, is I disagree with banning them. I think what we should do is continue to do what a lot of people are already doing, is you go back, you point out their lies, their hypocrisy, and you shame them, and once again, let them try to defend themselves. Because the reality is, as you mentioned, Rich, the more these clowns go and do what they do, like they did at the correspondence dinner, run with fake news, the more they're eroding the credibility they once had, and they're destroying their product, and they're only ensuring a re-election for Donald Trump in 2020.
Exactly, and during the president's rally, he said something very important. I'm not going to go there, act like a fool, smile, knowing that all these people in there hate me. I love when he brought that up in the rally. I mean, that was spot on. Also, that Huckabee stood there with skin of an alligator without even twitching, not showing no kind of emotion. That lady's a true champion, and she has the perfect spot for representing president. Anytime these clowns try to throw these disgusting questions or nonsense questions towards her, she knows how to respond. And that said this animal that day, that was a hit on Huckabee, because she's always defending when it comes to CNN. And don't be surprised if CNN paid this lady to go in and just purposely attack her. But then she goes up there and say, oh, you already knew the way I was. Yep. That saves it alone. Why would you send somebody like that to go to a place where everybody's watching and go on the tumor? She was talking about tampons. She was talking, oh, that was just disgusting. How could they permit it? She like boosted that lady out of there.
Yeah, you're right.
I take it Big Rich wasn't a big fan.
No, it's pretty clear Big Rich was not a big fan. And I agree with him. What the lady did was disgusting, and Big Rich nailed it. Sarah Huckabee Sanders showed nothing but class. Right. And once again, she stone-faced him, which was great. That's the best thing you can do.
Exactly.
You don't get up and walk out. You sit there and you stone-face that clown. Even the media, the people that were there that were supposed to be laughing, they weren't even laughing. They were all just going, what is going on here? So once again, the lady had the complete exact opposite effect of what I think she wanted to do, unless her goal was to be famous so people will actually talk about her, which she achieved that goal.
Here's the 15 minutes of fame. And thank you, Big Rich, for the phone call. We certainly appreciate it. All great points.
Absolutely.
But Chris, you know, this lady, and we're going to wrap this up because we're going to move on, but this Michelle Wolf, she says she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it lies. It probably lies.
Yeah.
But I want to get just a couple of rebuttals here, because you did have some, you had some lefties who said, look, let's see here. Michelle Wolf actually texted out. She says, why are you guys making this about Sarah's looks? I just told you about her smoky eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said she burns facts and uses the ash to create a perfect smoky eye. I complimented her eye makeup and her ingenuity of materials.
Yeah, that was a hell of a compliment, wasn't it?
Well, Jesse Ferguson, regardless of whether you like Michelle Wolf or not, if you're angrier about the vulgarity from a comedian than you are about the vulgarity from a president, you should take a time out and think about your priorities.
Well, I saw a lot of people went on and said, oh, you people said terrible things on Twitter about Michelle Obama and the Obamas. Imagine what would have happened had a comedian got up there and went after Michelle Obama the way they did that. Imagine the outcry. Imagine that person would never work in Hollywood again.
Exactly.
Ever.
They'd be dumb. But Chris, you know, this should have listened to Samita. She says, this defense of Sarah Huckabee Sanders by women is appalling and misguided. The point of the White House Correspondents' Dinner is to drag the current administration, and it's not Michelle Wolf's fault. The jokes were a little too on the nose.
Oh, well, Samita, I'll say this. You're fat, ugly, you smell bad, you stink, and you probably have sex with goats. Why not, if everything's okay?
That's right, but in the cherry on top, you remember a lady by the name of Kathy Griffin?
The
bloody head, the ISIS, you know, all that stuff. She says, hey, look, please point us to the tweets where you said something like this about the president of the United States when he was attacking people at rallies and his supporters were laughing.
Yeah.
So it's okay because you did it. It's okay because we feel like you did that to us, so we can do whatever we want. And on top of all, it just to finish this off, Donald Trump said, hey, Greg Gutfeld should be the one that runs the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yeah. At least he's funny.
Yeah, first of all, he's right. Second of all, once again, I don't know this Samita person. I was merely responding to the garbage. If it's okay for someone else to do it, then it's okay for someone else to do it towards them.
Exactly.
No, it's not. That's a 5-year-old's response.
That's exactly right.
They did it so I can do it. The reality. And trying to compare what people said on Twitter, the sea of trolls on Twitter, compared to what a comedian does on a nationally televised event, those are two very different things, and it's garbage. And as you mentioned, I think this is having the exact opposite effect of what they were really trying to do, and it just shows once again the hypocrisy of the left. Yeah. Once again, they're all about women and women empowerment. Unless you disagree with them, then they will destroy you.
And that's exactly what they'll do. But you know, moving on here, because we've got a little bit of I wouldn't call it hypocrisy. I would call it, you know what, Donald Trump was right again. It's amazing to sit here and watch as our president has called out time after time after time the things that are happening in this country, and these liberal lefty progressives who are at this White House dinner who are making fun of women, they don't want to give you the news. Well, U.S. immigration officials said yesterday that the San Diego border crossing where hundreds of Central American immigrants intended to apply for asylum was closed due to high capacity. From what, Chris? A caravan that made its way from South America to here. But there was no caravan, Chris. This was all Donald Trump making everything up. This never happened. Donald Trump's full of it. He doesn't know a thing of what he's talking about. He made this up to put National Guard people on the border because he's just Donald Trump. But yet, here we are.
Yeah, well, apparently these are the remnants of that caravan, and these people are going over, and they're illegally crossing. We saw some of them doing that. They're also, you know, a lot of them applying for refugee status because of the countries they're coming from. And you know what's funny? It's not funny. It's terrible. I hate to say it, but honestly, all of those countries that these people come from are hell holes.
Oh, they're crap holes.
Look what's happening in Mexico. Look what's happening in Guatemala. Look what's happening in Venezuela. These are terrible places. And once again, you're not allowed to point that out, because if you do, you're a racist, and you're not allowed to send these people back to those places, but we're somehow supposed to be convinced that these are great places. Huh?
Well, where was it? Was it Cancun? And we're going to talk about Mexico later and the border and all this stuff, but wasn't it Cancun where these cartels were shooting up these all-inclusive retreats and resorts down there?
We covered that.
On jet skis or water wave runners or whatever?
Last week, while you were brokering peace in North and South Korea, there was apparently a couple of these drug cartel members on water skis, jet skis, pulled up to a beach from the ocean or whatever, and just start opening fire on a beach of a bunch of tourists. And there was a some sort of a taco stand or something, and they were shooting there. In Cancun, they found five dead bodies in a vehicle tree, you know, right outside of a resort, plus some more more dismembered bodies and stuff right down the street from there. So nonetheless, if you go to Mexico, you better be very careful. Even those all-inclusive resorts are no longer protected from the cartel. They are there, and this isn't the first time people have been shot at on the beach while being in Mexico. So you're absolutely right.
Doesn't this just lend credence to the fact of what our president has said? Supposedly doesn't it just lend the fact that, you know what, we've got bad hombres down there. We've got the cartels. Mm-hmm. We've got people. So here you have all of these migrants, all of these illegal aliens trying to make their way to this country because before Donald Trump was president, the last president, Barack Obama, was allowing these people in at their leisure. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, we were listening. We had Brandon Judd. He's the Border Patrol Council president. We had him on the show 2 or 3 weeks back. And he was saying, President Obama, these people were coming in by the hundreds. They were allowed to come in. They stepped foot into the country. They were held. They had to be released to their court dates. They never showed up and away they went. Well, now, new sheriff's in town, Chris. Now we're telling them, look, we're not open for business. You can't come in. You have to wait on the other side of the Mexican border. What is Mexico going to do now that they have 200, 300, 400 of these illegal aliens sitting right on their north border and they can't go anywhere?
Well, generally we've seen in the past, they try to push them across the north border and get them out of their country as fast as possible.
Yep.
Or they throw them in jail or they return them immediately.
Exactly.
Wow. What a different way.
Odd, isn't it?
Aren't they the ones that try to call us racist if we try to, you know, take the people who come in our country illegally and send them back to where they came from?
That's right. But think about this. Mexico is in cahoots with this. They know. Mexico has a border wall on its southern border with South America. They have or Central America, actually. But they have that wall down there. They've let these asylum seekers through thinking they were going to push them across our southern border. Because that's what Mexico wants to do. And what really caught my attention in this story, I want you to listen to this. U.S. immigration lawyers who went to Tijuana have denied coaching people in the caravan, but have said that they have been providing one-on-one counseling to assess the merits of their cases and how asylum works in the U.S.
Yeah.
And we have attorneys going down there, Chris, telling these people how to get in our country.
Well, Mexico also provides literature to those people on how to get across the border safely and the best places to go and what to bring with them because it's very dangerous and all of that. The interesting thing and the saddest thing I'll say is this. Mexico, who has a very strong southern border with a wall and they will shoot to kill you, they've allowed this caravan to go straight through. Remember, it was a caravan that everybody knew about where it was going. They were tracking it.
Yep.
And they allowed it to go right through the middle of their country as long as it was heading to the United States of America. What does that tell us about how well Mexico wants to work with us?
They don't want to at all. And that's my whole point, Chris. They've got very strict border security at their southern border, but yet they allow this caravan to come in because they thought, Mexico, that they were going to push them right into our country. Now they're stuck at our border, in their border on the north. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with all of this, because if we don't let them in, where do they go?
Yeah, well, and the reality is, as you mentioned, very strong southern border security, zero border security on the northern border.
Not going out.
They try to push people across regularly. They know it. They don't care. And they want those people to get out of their country and into our country. Because guess what? A lot of those people in that caravan, they're Mexicans, too. What?
Oh, you know, if their country's so fantastic, as you know, the left, you can't call those crap holes President Trump. Why are they leaving? Why are they leaving Mexico? I heard it's beautiful. I mean, I heard Mexico
is a beautiful country.
You know, you can have a Corona down there, a little lime, it's beaches. I've heard it's fantastic. It's a paradise.
It's a beautiful area, except for those drug cartels and corrupt government that'll get your head cut off and your body dismembered and put in a garbage bag and thrown on a high-end exclusive resort.
Yeah, well, Chris, roughly 200 people, including women and young children, I got to throw that in the story, were expected to turn themselves over to border inspectors after arriving in Tijuana last week, claiming they had credible fear of persecution at home. Now, demonstrators gathered along the border to hold a rally in the hours before crossing over, with some people scaling the fence.
Yep. And we saw there was a fair amount of them trying to come in illegally, which I know some of them probably did. Once again, Mexico knows these people are there. They're there on the northern border. How come they're not coming in and taking them into custody?
It's a great question, my friend. And look, don't go anywhere. This show is flying by this morning. We're going to talk a little bit of peace maybe in Korea to finish up this hour. I mean, I was gone all last week. I mean, you never know. But look, if you want to be part of the program, Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Don't go anywhere. Chris X, Matlock, The Cartel. Be right back.
This is The Conservative Cartel with Matlock and Chris X.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. Ready to eat bacon.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke.
Fake news.
Man, for those watching on either YouTube or Periscope or Twitter or Facebook on the Liberty Eagle or our page, the Conservative Cartel held up a little sign during the break. It said, Chris X wins the AR-15. Hashtag fake news. Darn it, I didn't win. I was so close.
Yeah, but so far away.
So far away. All right, welcome back to the program. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. If you want to join us like Big Rich did in the last segment, get geared up for hour number two. That's right, hour number two is coming right at you. 202-866-7466. If you haven't registered to win that AR-15 from Diamondback Firearms that we are giving away next Friday. That's right. No, this coming Friday. 4 days from now.
Yes.
Go to theconservativecartel.com. Little pop-up window. That's how you register as a VIP. You get discounts on hats and decals if you want to buy them. But you get registered to win that AR-15 by Diamondback Firearms. American
made. Fantastic. American made. Retail value, $850.
Man.
All yours. Just for signing up as a VIP, you have a chance to win that.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. You know what's not beautiful? We were talking in the last segment about the caravan that has made its way to the southern border of the U.S. We're talking about, you know, the legality of Mexico and the things that, you know, Mexico cares about and what they do. Well, there was a couple of other things I wanted to add on to that, Matt, because you're right. We've got all these people coming through. First and foremost, remember, those that are, you know, those that want to take away our right to defend ourselves, they consider themselves to be enlightened and say there's no reason for us to ever have an AR or assault rifles, what they call them, and all that kind of stuff. Well, these are the same people that are for open borders. In Tamaulipas, a series of raids by the Mexican military forces, the downtown area of Nuevo Laredo. Those who know Nuevo Laredo is directly on the border. Of right there, of Laredo, Texas. Right there on the border, they uncovered a cache of military-grade weapons, including rocket launchers, grenades, dynamite sticks, machine guns, rifles, several cloned Mexican military infantrymen uniforms and vests. They found 33 AK-47s, 11 AR-15 rifles, 10 bundles ranging from 25 to 35 pounds of methamphetamines, 13 bundles of methamphetamine precursors, 7 pounds of crystal methamphetamines, and during that raid, they arrested a couple of suspects. They found several other rifles, handguns, grenades, camouflage vests.
What?
Sorry. 100,000 rounds of ammunition.
Know what's amazing, Chris, as I looked at this, I mean, they have three different raids they did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how much stuff they confiscated in AK-47s, AR-15s, methamphetamines. I mean, unbelievable. 24 rifles, grenade launchers, military-grade machine guns, which are fully automatic, 91 rifles, numerous other weapons, and close to 100,000 rounds, you said. I mean, dude, that's a lot ammo.
As you mentioned, they're not done. During a third raid, they seized 91 rifles, including other weapons, that 100,000 rounds of ammunition. During a fourth raid, the 49 rifles, 13 rocket launchers, 13 dynamite sticks.
They found over 200 rifles.
Yeah. Once again, those on the left say, who needs a border? Why do we need a border? There's no illegal human beings. Yeah. These are members of the Los Zetas, drug cartels. These are people that are cutting people's heads off and dismembering them. And they're pretending to be the Mexican Navy infantrymen.
Right.
That's what they've cloned their uniforms. So they wear those. Once again, these are the people that want to disarm us. Remember, all those on the left want to disarm, you and me, Matt.
Right.
But but we don't need a border.
No,
who needs
we don't
a border?
Need security. We don't need. They're not bad hombres. They want a better life, Chris. They want to come here for a better life.
That's all they want. In the next hour, we might talk about that Mexican man tried to smuggle nearly $600,000 in cash into Mexico at the border. Once again, who needs? There's no reason for a border, Matt. You don't need one. I don't need one. They don't need borders. They build bridges. And disguised as walls around their homes.
Exactly.
Don't go away. You're listening to The Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris X. Matt Locke is back in the saddle, and we're just gearing up for hour number two. If you want to join us, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. Chris X, Matt Locke, Central Chocolate. Hour number two is on the way.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.